It was half past noon when I told her I'd be gone by June. There was no mistaking a confrontation that I'd welcome since it'd be our first since September. A lip quiver, familiar temper, followed by hurtful suggestions. But each broken glass thrown, I overfilled and mended, so her heart never ran empty, and I would gladly fill it one more time. It's the way her eyes sparkle in the moonlight, how her nervous smile, so bright, lets out the shyest laugh, and how her body warms me on the coldest February nights, that all reminds me. Even the calmest rivers change direction. There's no hiding the smallest imperfections. And even if we could go back, I would let her go alone to build up walls in denial. When my hands went cold on her soft cheeks, and the sky a little grayer over our domestic mornings, the world seemed to tilt on its axis, and our dance fell a little out of practice. When the promise of forever felt like a lie, and each tense silence felt a little more like mourning, oh, I knew, like a lady in waiting for the gravest news. How cruel to see on the horizon that our spring would end soon. It's the way the loveliest poetry captures her beauty, how the constellations crown her hair, and the way her soul calls out desperately for mine, that all remind me. Even the calmest rivers change direction. There's no hiding the smallest imperfections. And even if we could go back, I would let her go alone to build up walls in denial. In denial. Oh, in denial. That this is the last time I'd hold her in my arms, brushing back mascara that I let run.